I want to encourage you as I read to listen and notice a few things. One is what the shepherds do. And the second thing is what the wise men do. And if the shepherds hadn't have done what they did, and the wise men hadn't have done what they did, Christmas wouldn't have meant near as much to them. And so I want to encourage you to do two things this Christmas. First, it wasn't enough for the shepherds just to know the story. The angel had came to them and explained to them that there was a child that was born in Bethlehem, Christ the Lord. But it wasn't enough for them just to know the story. They had to get up and go with God. They had to get up and follow God. They didn't just say, we have faith. They got up and they followed the Lord to Bethlehem. In fact, that's how you know your faith is real, when you follow God wherever he leads you. That's the first thing I want to encourage you to do this Christmas. Watch for where God's leading you. Secondly, the wise men bowed to the lordship of Christ when they got to the manger. And they took the best of what they had to give, and they gave those gifts to Jesus. So this Christmas, I want to encourage you to open your heart just like these wise men opened their treasures and laid them before Jesus Christ. Give your best to the Lord, and only he can show you what that looks like. But I promise you, if you do these two things, it'll be a Christmas that you'll never forget. Lord Jesus, we love you. And everybody silence your cell phones. Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you for this precious time. This is one of the neatest times that we have to gather together as family and friends in the name of the Lord to celebrate the birth of Emmanuel, God with us. And we thank you for your salvation. And we thank you for the incredible love and forgiveness and eternal life it provides, and for loving each of us enough to bring us into your family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, Thank you. what this day means to us, what tomorrow means for us. And let us not get caught up in how far we have to travel, because for some of us it's been a lot. But help us to remember the reason for this season. The reason we celebrate is not because of what we might receive from others, but because of what we've already received from Jesus Christ. So Father, help us to remember that as we go through this service, as we go home tonight, as we wake up and celebrate the birth of Christ tomorrow, that we would keep Christ the center of it all and put others before ourselves, Father. So give us ears to hear your message tonight, the story of the birth of Christ and what it means for us. And we thank you for this night in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Let me just say Merry Christmas to each of you. Thank you. I want you to know something, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I love you, and I'm very, very thankful for you, each one of you in here. And thank you. This is a very, very special time, amen? And I brought my cheap glasses, and they're fogging up on me. Hopefully we'll make it through this, but anyway, this is just such a precious time of year where we get in November and we just start thanking God and focusing on how God has blessed us. And then we dive in December and we begin to focus on how he has sacrificed for us and shown his grace to us. And so this is an amazing time of year, and I'm going to invite you now. I'm going to read the Christmas story to you, and I'm going to invite you just to listen and take it all in. One of Jesus' disciples, John, writes in the book of John as he anticipates the birth of Jesus Christ. He uses three phrases in this chapter to describe Christ. The first one is that he is the Word. He is the Word of God. The second one is that he is the light. You'll see that in a moment. And the third one is that he is the unique one, meaning who is himself God. Amen? Let me read the Christmas story to you this evening. John writes, "In the beginning, the Word, Jesus Christ, already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God, and God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. And he came into the very world he created, but the world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word of God became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. John testified about him when he shouted to the crowds, 'This is the one I was talking about when I said, someone is coming after me who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before me. And from his abundance, we will all have received one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God but the unique one. who is himself God and is near to the Father's heart, he has revealed God to us. Now from Matthew, Luke, and John. In those days, God sent the angel Gabriel to a young woman named Mary, who was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and frightened, Mary tried to think of what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and his kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am still a virgin." And the angel replied, "Nothing is impossible with God." And Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. Before Mary and Joseph were married, Mary became pregnant just as the angel Gabriel had promised. And Joseph was confused by the news of Mary's pregnancy. And that night, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her is from the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel had commanded him, and he took Mary as his wife. Sometime later, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. Because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, King David's hometown, to complete the census. Traveling from his home in Nazareth, Joseph took Mary with him to Bethlehem. While they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to a son and named him Jesus. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. Meanwhile, that very night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Notice what the shepherds do. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them, and the Bible says they were terrified. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior has been born today in Bethlehem, and you will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this Savior, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph with the baby lying in the manger. And the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God because everything they had heard and seen was just as the angel had told them. Sometime later, wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is this newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it arose in the sky, and we have come to worship him." And the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem and stopped over the place where the child was. And filled with joy, they entered the house and they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Maybe you're here this evening and you would like to believe the good news about Jesus Christ like these shepherds did. and like these wise men did. And maybe this evening you would want to step out in faith and follow God and believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, who died on the cross to save you from your sins, to make you a child of God, and give you eternal life. Maybe this Christmas you would like to receive and believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord or the leader of your life and turn over the rule of your life to Him just like Mary did. And then step out in faith and begin to follow Him. Follow God like the shepherds did, and follow God like the wise men did. I'm going to say a prayer here. And if this is where you are tonight, I'm going to invite you to say this prayer with me. And it's very important that you understand these are not magic words. The only thing that matters to God is that you mean it in your heart. So I'm going to ask you, if you would, to close your eyes, bow your heads and close your eyes with me if you would. And for those of you that know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you be in prayer for anyone that needs Him this Christmas. Lord Jesus, I believe that You are God's Savior, and I believe that You are God's Son. I believe that You are the Word, that You are the Light, and You are Emmanuel, God with us. And this Christmas, I want to ask You to be my personal Lord and Savior. Forgive me for all my sins, past, present, and future, and make me a child of God and give me eternal life. I realize this evening that nothing is impossible for God. So I'm praying, just like Mary did, I want to be the Lord's bond slave. I voluntarily give up ownership rights of my life and turn them over to You. And may everything that You have planned and purposed for my life come true. Thank You for loving me enough to save me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Matt, if you would come and lead us in Silent Night, and then those of you who are going to help with candles, if you wouldn't mind doing that for us, please.
this baby born who's come to earth to bring us joy. And I just want to sing this song to you. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. With every breath I'm singing hallelujah, 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 incense and golden myrrh they gave to you and cried out hallelujah, 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 would drive the nails in you. That rugged cross was my cross too. Still every breath you drew us hallelujah.
Amen. I want you to know I love y'all. You made my day. Not by coming to church, but by coming here and worshiping the Lord with me this Christmas Eve. Seeing all y'all, not numbers, people that I love. Thank you for being here and worshiping our Lord and Savior. I'm going to lead us in a closing prayer. You can blow out your candles, and there's baskets at the door that you can put them in. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for Christmas Eve. I thank you for all these precious people in here today that I had the great honor and privilege of coming together with this group of people that I dearly love and just worship you. To hear the Christmas story and just worship you. And Heavenly Father, we just pray that this Christmas would be a very, very special Christmas for us, like it was for the shepherds as they followed God, and like it was for the wise man as they gave back to God. And we love you, and we thank you for this time this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.